You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Robin Barrett Wilson, the founder and CEO of Robin B. Robin operates an online clothing store at robinb.style and brick and mortar store in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, where you can find her collection of essentials for professional women. Robin, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Looking forward to getting all the details and the inside scoop on everything. So first of all, tell us, what is the inspiration behind Robin B?
Yeah, so great question. I actually have been in fashion my entire career. So I went to school for fashion and business management and stepped out and worked for some of the largest brands in retail, so Victoria's Secret and a regional department store. So I've always had a passion for this business. And interestingly enough, I stepped into technology in 1999. And as my technology career started to grow and I became a VP, clothing and building my personal brand was super important. And so when I decided to open the store, it was really because I found a hole in the market. What I found was that really quality pieces that were not $700 for a blazer were really hard to find. So when I started to go out and buy for the store, I found that items were either lacking the quality I was looking for, or they were just really expensive because as you buy traditionally in the retail environment, there's quite a few markups between the manufacturer and the end retailer. So I actually took a step back and said, well, how do I fill this hole? How do I really understand my customer, which is where the brick and mortar store comes in, but then how do I find those essentials that they're really looking for? So when I realized that there was that hole, I decided, you know, it's time to step into adding these designs to my store. I was listening to my customer in the brick and mortar store, and they were asking for these items, and so I started to produce them myself. So the result is really high quality items that take out that middleman, so you don't have that traditional retail markup.
Awesome. And what are some obstacles that you've had as an entrepreneur, kind of shifting gears a little bit in that realm?
Sure. It's really kind of interesting because all of that experience in retail was really fabulous, but then I think it also kind of hurt me a little bit because you really can't just build it and hope that they will come. So I had this great idea and I was very excited about it. And I had the brick and mortar store in a really great spot in Rhode Island, but you really have to get the word out. Really letting people know that you're there, what you're offering your customer, and really differentiating yourself is really probably something I think about every single day and well into the evening, and it's all-consuming. So how do you really tell people that you're there and really get them to understand that you're different so they should make that trip to come visit you? In this day and age where things are so convenient to just order online or just shop at one place where there's a lot of different stores, it's definitely top of mind when it comes to really differentiating ourselves and coming up with the right marketing mix so that people know we're here and why we're different. And then I would always say that financing is always a concern, right? So as an entrepreneur, I'm a self-funded, woman-owned company, and so I am constantly balancing where to spend those dollars, really making hard choices, and really trying to decide what is the best bang for my buck. So I think those are the things that I'm always working on very closely.
Now, what would you say how Robin B would be different than other brands in the market?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, women's clothing is a very, very congested marketplace. There are lots of options, everything from fast fashion to very, very expensive design clothing, which, of course, everything fits into the customer's world in a certain way. So knowing the ins and outs of the industry like I do and being able to create a collection was something that I really felt was very different. There are a lot of people who do step into this world, and they do have great ideas, and they go to the marketplace. But for me, understanding exactly how I needed to kind of back into this so that I could be creating these really luxury items without that traditional markup was something that I think somebody who's been in the industry a long time like myself was able to figure out and understand what I'm good at and what I'm not. So that's the first thing. So you've got somebody who's behind the business who really understands the business and understands what women are looking for. And I also think that the classic silhouettes are very hard to find. As much as we think that the traditional pencil skirt is something that you can find out in the marketplace, it is really difficult to find. So I go off of what my mother taught me many years ago. If you spend a couple of extra pennies on something that has really great quality, it will last you forever. Well, maybe not forever anymore, but it definitely will last you from season to season and year to year. So these classic silhouettes are very difficult to find, believe it or not. So I really pride myself on being able to provide those things to customers so that the true you stands out and your items are the backdrop for how great you are as the person. And then I would say we make everything in the United States, which is really different. You know, there's a lot of talk out there about how people source overseas, and one of the things that was very important to me was making sure that everything was made in the United States so that I could have that production very close to me so I could make changes to the garment as quickly as possible, but also supporting our economy here. And then last but not least, we are empowering women. We actually make clothes for the real woman so that they can wear them to their first meeting, to an interview, to a boardroom meeting, and really hopefully help them feel empowered when they put that blazer on.
Awesome, awesome stuff here today. We're joined by Robin Barrett Wilson, founder and CEO of a Robin B, an online clothing store at robinb.style and brick and mortar store in East Greenwich, Rhode Island here, where you can find her collection of essentials for professional women here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Robin, where do you see Robin B in the next 5 years from now?
So that's a great question. I think that as an entrepreneur, you tend to look at what's going on right in front of you, but it's always very important to take a step back. I was actually one of those entrepreneurs who built a business plan, and it probably took me longer than most, but I really wanted to get it right and make sure that I was thinking about as much as I could when I did this. But I think that there's a lot of places that we could go from here, but I'm really, really focused on being that one-to-one mentor, if we can, for women. And we really want to be the go-to brand for people when they are looking to really build their aesthetic, build their personal brand, if they've got questions about what they should do on an interview or what they should wear to their interview or that first meeting or what should you be wearing at that holiday party and how should you be dressing. All those types of things are things that happen day in and day out for women in the marketplace today when they're in their day-to-day workplace. So for us, we really want to be that go-to place. So whether that means adding more stores, reaching out personally and having stylists added to our team, all of those types of things are things that we're thinking about so that we can really be the destination for today's working woman so that they know where they can go to not only get that great advice but also that wardrobe to support what they're doing in their next step in their career.
And, of course, we definitely want to hear what you have to say about this. Now, what is something that you wish you knew before you started this journey?
Yeah, I really wish I had known that it was super challenging to network with other entrepreneurs. So there's just not a lot of time. You know, we're all heads down, really working very hard. And so trying to get everything from how do you handle the latest and greatest change from credit card processing to, hey, do you know a great graphic artist out there, to, boy, I would just like to sit with some other women who are building businesses themselves and just kind of get a feel for what is their day like? Am I, you know, really balancing everything properly? Am I focusing on the right things? Just really trying to find that network of people who really had that same passion. I think was a little harder than I expected. And so, you know, I continued to try to reach out to people and really try to form those bonds. And then I would say, you know, and I talked about this in the beginning, but I'll say it again, you really need to focus on getting your name and face out there every chance that you can get. And sometimes it can feel a little uncomfortable, right? So it kind of feels like, oh, gosh, all I'm doing is selling. These people are probably tired of hearing from me. But the honest truth is that people really do want to hear what you have to say. You need to be really mindful of making sure that you hear the other side of the story. I will tell you, I was at a conference recently where a colleague of mine gave me a great tip on some hashtags and some things that I should be doing with social media, which might seem a little bit small, but in the realm of the world, it was a really big deal, and it really did help me move forward in something that I was really stuck on. So everywhere you go and everything that you do is an opportunity to share what you're doing, the passion that you have, and for people to really get to know you so you know why you're doing what you're doing. So that was something that I really didn't realize. I kind of just figured, people aren't interested. Maybe I shouldn't talk about this. But lo and behold, I learned a really great lesson that this is really something important to people, and they want to hear the story. So.
And I couldn't agree more. It is RobinB.Style. Robin, keep up the incredible work, and thanks for all you do and for being with us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great fun.
And the pleasure's certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Robin Barrett Wilson, the founder and CEO of Robin B, an online clothing store at RobinB.Style and brick-and-mortar store in East Greenwich, Rhode Island, where you can find her collection of essentials for professional women. And once again, for all the details, visit RobinB.Style. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also access our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.